you all done singing? Does that mean I can change the song?
Rachel Fredrickson's car idles in front of her 6-year-old son Sean's elementary school in Clinton. It's the end of the school day, and her 4-year-old son Gage sits in the back seat.
Hey, how was school?
Fredrickson is a 30-year-old single mom. She recently got on Medicaid after becoming a volunteer with AmeriCorps, and it's been a relief. She was covered by the healthcare program for low-income Iowans who don't qualify for Medicaid, called IowaCare. It's set to expire at the end of this year. And while she was on the program, she discovered something on her body.
So I had a small lump in my abdomen.
There are only a handful of clinics patients can go to under IowaCare, so it took Fredrickson 3 months to see a doctor.
If it happens to be something bad, then like time is going by and it's going to be that much harder to deal with. So that made, I'm a mom. That made me very nervous because I'm all they have.
When she finally got in to see the doctor, they told her she didn't need to worry about it. They didn't know what it was, but she should just go home and put a warm pad on it and come back if it doesn't go away. That didn't provide peace of mind for Rachel. All the while, she was finishing up a bachelor's degree in business management. And now she qualifies for Medicaid because volunteering for AmeriCorps only covers the cost of living. Being on Medicaid meant she could go see a doctor in Clinton, and she found out it wasn't cancer.
And they biopsied it and did test it, so I was able to know, you know, definitively, this is what it is.
Fredrickson feels fortunate that it wasn't worse, and she has sympathy for the people who have to wait to find out what's wrong with them, and it turns out to be something serious.
People that are just barely over income guidelines are in a really tough situation because they really can't afford it any better than somebody who's just below it, but they're stuck with a whole lot more out of their own pocket, and it's just not possible sometimes to afford the things that need to be done even when you're trying to.
Fredrickson spent some time in the private sector when her kids were younger and was on private insurance, but her dream has always been to get out from behind a desk and work for a nonprofit. Now that she's volunteering with AmeriCorps, she's getting her foot in the door.
But I'm legally prohibited from making jewelry and selling it, or playing in a band and getting paid, or doing anything to earn any additional income besides that stipend. And so the fact that all of those things are out there make it possible for me to support my kids, you know, pay for everything that we need to do, and still be able to do something meaningful.
Fredrickson's service with AmeriCorps comes to an end this summer. She'll be looking for another job. Whether or not she qualifies for Medicaid or for the governor's proposed alternative will depend on how much she makes. In Clinton, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.
I think we're going to go today, yeah. They're going to have sandwiches and food and stuff.
Yeah, and then we're going to jump on the big trampoline.